I am Martin Luther King Jr. When I was little, I used to get into a lot of accidents. One day, my little brother hit me in the head with a baseball bat. Two other times, I mistakenly got knocked over by a car. Another day, I tumbled over our banister, then bounced through an open door into the basement.
Whoa! Amazing fall! You okay?
I'm okay! No matter how many times I fell, I kept getting back up. Even before I could read, I knew I liked books. My dad always talked about how I kept a lot of books around me. I used to tell my parents, "When I grow up, I'm going to get me some big words." There is a power in words. Big words were in my future. When I was 6 years old, one of my best friends was a boy whose father owned a store across the street. "Tag, you're it!"
"No, you're it!"
"No, you're it!"
"No, you're it!"
My friend was white. I was black. It didn't matter to us. We would play games and have fun together. But when we started going to school, everything changed. He went to a school where all the kids were white. I went to a school where everyone was black. Soon after, he told me,
"I can't play with you anymore."
"Why?"
"My dad said so. He doesn't want us being friends."
"But why? You're one of my best friends, aren't you? Aren't you?" I didn't understand. It didn't make sense. At dinner, my parents explained,
"It's because you're black and he's white."
I was so mad that day. How could someone treat me differently just because of the color of my skin? I wanted to hate my friend and his father. But my parents told me to do the opposite, that I should love my friend, even though he hurt me. They taught me that it's better to have more love in your life than more hate. Then my mother taught me one of the most important lessons of all.
You are as good as anyone. You must never feel that you're less than anyone else.
I wanted to believe it, but every day I saw the opposite. I saw you could be treated unfairly just because of the color of your skin. If you were white, you went to a good school with great playgrounds and plenty of books. If you were black, your school was small, sometimes with no desks or even windows.
"Check it out!
A playground!"
"Check it out."
"Where's our playground?" It wasn't just the schools. Black people had to use different water fountains, different elevators, even different bathrooms. In fact, on a hot day, when everyone wanted ice cream, if you were white, you could sit at the counter and eat from a nice dish. But since I was black, if they served me at all, it was through a side window, and they'd put my ice cream in a flimsy paper cup.
"This ice cream is perfect."
"This ice cream is melted."